Nice shot. Back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do to Parker. Parker pitches it. And it's strike! Strike! 30! 20! Gronkowski's got a tackle!
Oh, oh, that's no way!
He got it in the end zone! Touchdown!
The Dolphins win it!
Unbelievable!
Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable!
I don't believe what I just saw!
You could play that on loop for the next 7 days, and I'd be happy. As long as you also
you better
add
hurry
in.
Because Minnesota is right around the corner. They play tonight right. against Seattle. If you want to see what the Dolphins' next opponent looks like before they go back home after this game against Seattle, I'm guessing it's not at home. I should have checked, but anyway, Seattle, Minnesota tonight. That was the last play. Which, by the way, since the break, I've seen 20 times more. This morning on every TV, and Gronk's, by the way, Gronk's comments talking about, I've got to make that tackle. You'll never have to worry about making it again.
Ever.
You'll never be out there.
No chance.
You will never be out there unless it's about the 30 or 40-yard line where somebody's going to throw
That's it
up. But even Boomer Esiason getting in on the action.
A little CBS Sports Minute.
Talking about the McCourtys both should have been out there, not just
one.
And
I agree with him. I don't know. I still don't know what Gronk was doing out there if they're not going for the Hail Mary.
Right.
Guy doesn't tackle guys. He shouldn't be out there. What a mess up by Belichick and whoever else put that play together.
Well, special teams coordinator had to had to be a heads up. Like, you could see where the ball is. Everybody can do the math. Everybody's kind of familiar with Ryan Tannehill's arm strength, injured arm strength, and everything else. They watch him throw before the games. I mean, nobody misses. There are so many people working with every organization now and scouting before the game, see how guys are running, coming off injuries, and everything else. They're just guys, how far they can kick the ball before the game. There are just no surprises in this league anymore.
No.
So that was a head scratcher having him out there, and of course he's got one guy that has a chance to make the play, and he trips. He trips in the open field and had no chance. So anyway, that was yesterday. The 69-yard pass and two laterals, steals Parker to Kenyon Drake, and whatever you want to call it today. But we did
Larson
ask him.
Block.
Yeah, the Larson block is in there.
I'm always going to say.
Listen,
that.
there's a lot of people in there. I'm just curious. Where's the rank for me? It's best place since 1980 that I can remember. It's hard to do. It won the game. No time left. But those things, man, you can work on them all day and put little things in there. Kind of that last second. This happens a lot during the year. I'd love to know how many times somebody's had the ball with just a few seconds left after a kickoff. And they got one play. What do they do when you can't throw it in the end zone for the Hail Mary? And because you're not in good enough field position and you do that, I'll guarantee the percentage is right next to 0%.
I mean, 69 yards, 7 seconds left, not a Hail Mary to get to the end zone?
Hail Mary's, you got a much better opportunity if you get it to
the ball's in the end zone
out to your 40 where you can throw it 60. Makes sense. But you at least most of the guys got arm strength to get it in the middle of the end zone and put it up high enough where your guys can run down.
But it's a little different when you have to actually run a play there to get the ball in the you're not throwing it into the end zone. So we've had a lot of people have tweeted back at us with what they thought was either the number one or another play that was big. A lot of people said that was number one yesterday. Not even a question.
Yeah.
End of the game, beating New England at home. 7 seconds left, the whole deal. The fake spike is getting some votes also. The Dan Marino fake spike. Cleo Lemon to Greg Camarillo to win the game against Baltimore for the first win of the season. Lamar Smith touchdown versus Indy in the playoffs. That was back in 2000, I believe, to give the win in the playoffs. That was the last playoff win the Dolphins had.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was definitely a good one.
Hook and lateral in 82?
No.
That's not better. That was not better than this one. That was a good play, but that wasn't.
That was a great
one.
Play, by the way. It was a game of the 80s. It's called the greatest game of the 80s, yeah. Even though we lost it. But that was a great play, which we tried to run that thing. By the way, that was a one lateral where everything went right. Don Strock hits Duriel Harris low. He
perfect
catches
play, yeah.
It and lunges out and makes a perfect pitch to Tony Nathan, running full speed down the sideline. Yeah. And San Diego was one of those hot, muggy nights. for anybody that remembers it.
Someone actually tweeted
the old Orange Bowl.
It brings back memories of the hook and lateral, except we won this game.
Yeah.
So that's a big difference. Another one that's coming in a lot that, not surprising, but I just can't believe it came in with this, Marino to Fryer on fourth down in the Achilles comeback game for Danny.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
First game against New England.
That's right.
Yeah. Also against New England, and that's after he had come back and just had a really crummy preseason game. Yep. Like threw like four interceptions like against Minnesota or something. And, he came out and said, hey, I think he threw for over 400 yards in that game. He was like, hey, just want everybody to know I'm back. And that's where he told Fryer, don't run. The great story was, like, should I just get the first down? He goes, no. Hell no, that's what they think you're going to do. Just keep going. Throw it over the top.
The Leon Lett play in Thanksgiving Day also is getting some votes here. That's the other one.
I know everybody likes to get in. It's just hard for me to
imagine.
And the 85
Monday night game. But that's not a play. That was a game in general. Yeah.
I mean, when we're talking games, there's a zillion games better. But,
of course.
But this one, I mean, for the one play,
yep.
I mean, you just don't see it. Like, it's not like, well, this is the third time this year we've seen a team at the end of the game need a touchdown and go through the lateral. You know, like, it just doesn't happen.
The only other comparison that people are sending in is best last play or whatever in the history of South Florida. The Ray Allen shots coming up and the Miami versus Duke. Miracle at the end with the laterals. That's coming up also.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. There have been some great moments with a lot of
other teams.
Things, yeah. But this for a play.
But where can this be the greatest play in the history of the Dolphins?
It's just so hard to do.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think just, it actually I might
just,
be.
Just don't. It's not like, well, I saw Minnesota do it this year, and I think the Raiders did it once, and we're the fourth team this year to do all the laterals, and it's just hard to do because usually, think about what happens. I was thinking this morning, usually somebody fumbles and makes a bad throw and gets the crap knocked down, fumbles the ball, and the other team gets it, falls on it, or picks it up and runs it back.
Yep. Also, by the way, Jack Nicklaus tweeted something out.
Oh, what do you got from Jack? One of my favorites.
I've witnessed in person a lot of great sports moments in my life. Yes, you have. But as far as football goes, I can't say I've ever seen anything quite like that. Fantastic. Finn-ish. Wow, wow, wow. Go Finns. Miracle of Miami. Blessed to be there.
That was.
Jack was there.
Having Jack around,
right.
Of course, if you're not familiar, people still don't know the thing because they go, Nick O'Leary? Yeah, that's his grandson. Up at Dwyer High School, played on a great high school football team, went to Florida State. But his grandfather's Jack Nicklaus. That's right. And playing tight end for the Miami Dolphins. And, boy, I'll tell you what, Jack is a proud, proud grandfather because I think he goes – I may be off a little bit, but not much. He goes to road games. He goes to all the home games. The family all goes. It's really, really cool. And I never see him. But Nick will go, yeah, my grandfather's here today. And I go, damn, that's really cool. Like, Jack's kind of a busy and kind of a big deal. He's going, no, not anymore. It's my greatest golfer of all time says, I'm going to see my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And Nick's
that's pretty awesome.
Nick's a great guy. Nick is just wants to play football. That's it.
Someone just texted in 56022 the Kendall Toyota West Kendall Toyota text line. 2004, 4th and 10, AJ Feely from the 22 for the comeback win against the Patriots. AJ Feely gets into this conversation, I'll vomit.
I just don't remember.
I don't even remember that.
AJ Feely. I remember his fourth preseason game being so bad.
Mm.
We had to cut him.
And also a lot of people texting in Greasy before the call. The final call saying, what's Gronk doing in there? He ain't tackling anybody.
I got to tell you something. Bob picked right
Bob
up
picked
on that.
It up,
Bob,
huh?
Bob said, this makes no sense. And we're going, well, we knew why he's out there. Well, the Hail Mary, Bob. And I could hear Bob going, really? I don't think Ryan's got an arm to get it in the end zone. Plus, you got to get down there. First of all, you got to have all your guys run down there.
That's right.
And how much time you going to, even if they rush three, somebody's going to get there and you got a big problem. So, the way to go, but I'll tell you what, you get a few guys getting lazy, a few guys miss tackles.
That's it. It's all takes.
A few guys get blocked, and all of a sudden, and this is the most important thing, the right guy get the ball. Kenyon Drake is absolutely the best guy.
Couldn't ask for a better guy to get it.
He's got 9 touchdowns on the season now, and he's got the great speed. That's why he returns, although we don't have to take him off the kickoff return team. He's got a bad shoulder, and he keeps getting stingers on it, and he got the crap knocked out of him on a kickoff return. But, boy, he was good on that play. What a play. And somebody got a great souvenir. Zach, somebody got
it. I know. Somebody in the
today,
upper deck, probably.
Somebody today, literally up there having a beer, and here comes a football after this play, and you catch it, and you're going, oh, my God. Like, I got this friggin' ball.
Yep. Someone asked why they didn't kick the extra point yesterday after that.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Because someone said, what about the over-under of the spread?
Well, they don't.
It didn't matter. They at don't that care point,
about
Dolphins
the. They don't care about the over under on the spreads.
They covered the over under in the first half.
But what it is for total points and all that stuff and the zillion tiebreakers, I was surprised they didn't do it. But I don't know. I don't know the rule on it.
Me either. I don't even know.
Not
That's
sure.
A good question.
All I know is New England's in still really good shape.
Yeah.
Although they let one get away for home field advantage throughout the playoffs, they let that go.
Joe, there's a lot going on there when it comes to the seeding right now. Kansas City at 11-2, New England 9-4, Houston 9-4, Pittsburgh 7-5-1, and LA, the Chargers, 10-3, sitting in the 5 spot right now with a huge game Thursday night against Kansas City. Kansas City, the 1 seed right now, with a loss on Thursday, they move to the 5 seed. That's a big game Thursday night.
You want to know a ballsy play? I'm guessing a lot of people are running from game
to game.
You're
going
to
bring it up.
Mahomes on 4th and 9, yep. Rolls out. Throws down the middle behind him with 3 guys around Hill. And Hill comes down with that ball, outruns everybody to get just barely in between the safety and a corner and a linebacker, catches the ball, and they go on and get that thing into overtime and win. They're going to lose. They bat that ball down. Somebody gets a hand on that ball.
Right.
And we're talking about a big old upset with Baltimore winning that game. That would have been just unbelievable. Anyway, we got to go to break here. When we come back, man, we got Ian Eagle. He was on the call yesterday for CBS. He'll join us. We'll talk to Ian about what was a crazy game. He's seen a bunch of them, by the way, and we'll ask him his
thoughts. Game, by the way, versus Minnesota coming up too this week.
He got our game again.
I heard him at the end of the game say we'll be in Minnesota for next Dolphin game.
Hopefully we play better because we only got 1 win on the road. And at some point, we've blown 2 leads. We got to get one of these, one of them coming up.
Don't bring any of that up today.
I'm not. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Seven seconds left. Tannehill will throw it, and this will end it. After the shovel, or will it? Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle. Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle! Miraculous in Miami!
Took the words right out of my mouth. That was Ian Eagle on the call yesterday for CBS. He's going to join us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Good morning, Ian. We've heard about 9 different calls. We heard Joe Rose's call from the booth. We heard Zolak and the Patriots, and now we hear yours again. It was miraculous.
He got the great video, though.
Yes. He's got a better seat than you do. That's
he
why,
got him jumping up and down in the end zone, That's and right. people, that was unbelievable. Ian, good morning, and thanks for joining us. What did you think after that and all the bad games we've given you through the years, Ian, it was nice to give you a good one.
Yeah, Joe, they all flashed in front of me in one snapshot. The reality is you've been around this a long time. You could do 100 of those scenarios, and that's going to happen once. That was the one. We've seen it over and over again. It's that helter-skelter, last-minute, bedlam, try to create as much chaos as possible. And obviously there are so many different layers to this. The Gronkowski part of it is getting the most attention, but even things that led up to it, the drive prior to that from New England, taking a shot to the end zone, stopping the clock, and then allowing Miami to have a little bit more time than they would have had if they had gotten a first down via the run. The game would have been over. And we can go deeper. The Gostkowski misses the extra point, the field goal, the Brady mental gaffe at the end of the second quarter. These were so unpatriot-like. So you have this perfect storm that happens that leads to this improbable moment at the end. Everyone's going to remember the moment, and rightfully so. That's going to live on in NFL history. But anyone that was at the game, anyone that truly paid attention to the game, knows that it took so many things to happen just to get to that point.
Where does this play rank for you now that you have done so many NFL football games? Where do you rank as individual plays? This might be one of the greatest in the history of this franchise. What about for you overall?
Yeah, on a personal level, I don't know if I could come up with a play that was more shocking and had the emotion attached to it that this one had. In addition to the fact, everything that we just laid out, this saved Miami's season. You lose the game, you lose ground in the AFC wild card race,
right,
and you're basically done. Obviously, we know that every game that New England plays in the month of December is usually a big one because they're gunning for the number one seed. So this game had so much meaning on top of all of that. So it's not as if, oh, this was a wacky play that happened for a team that was 2-10 and playing out the string. This has prolonged their season. That's made Minnesota next week an immense game for the Miami Dolphins, for Adam Gase, for Ryan Tannehill and company. And then the additional part of it, it's just one of those plays that you're never going to forget. You will never, ever forget this in NFL history. So with that said, I don't think I've done a play that has drawn more attention or called a play that has had more attention than this one. It was truly spectacular on every level.
Well, it's good that the Dolphins have made it. You've been the voice of NBA Jam. You've been interviewed by your son. You got in the news regarding Hugh Jackson lately. Like, a lot of things have happened, but I'm glad that this moment you shared with us down here in Miami. That to me is very special, Ian, because you've done a lot. But yeah, it was a lot yesterday. And like you brought up the Gronk thing. I think the Gronk play, you know, him being in the game is going to be so second-guessed in New England today, and that's going to be everything this whole week kind of prepping for that next game for New England. But the kryptonite also for Brady and Belichick has been coming down to Hard Rock Stadium or coming down here to Miami. It's crazy.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where after a couple of games you say, okay, I'm sure it's just coincidental. But now you start to think there's something more to it. They're 1-5 in their last six games going down to South Florida. I know the Patriots downplay it, and that's the way they have to, at least publicly. But privately, they have to be stewing because this one affects them on a deeper level. Now, they got a lot of help in the late games and the way things played out for that number two seed. They got help. The fact that Kansas City won is a real bite to their chances of getting the number one seed. That's basically done. Can they still get home field advantage in the divisional round? They can. But you nailed it. This has been an Achilles heel for them, and it's almost inexplicable. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Obviously, the temperature part of it is what people are going to jump on. And you know the fact that right now Adam Gase has found a little something. The chemistry and the mad scientist mentality is working for them. They seem to find a wrinkle that has hurt the Patriots in the last few times that they've played down there.
Wanted to ask you about Ryan Tannehill. You got to see the close-up of the sprained ankle, and it was a bad one. I mean, he completely turned it over. I thought, no, he goes out. You probably think what I'm thinking for the second half with Osweiler forced to play. This is not a good situation. What'd you think of him coming back and the way he played overall? You've seen a lot of Ryan Tannehill through the years.
Yeah, we went to break, and Dan Fouts and I looked at one another, and Dan said to me, this kid's just got some bad luck, because that was a fluke. It's so funny in this league. You show up at these games, you do 17 a year for CBS. I do another 13 or so on the radio between playoffs and regular season, four preseason games. So I'm usually in that 30 to 31 NFL games a year range, if not more. There have been some years I don't remember seeing that all that often, where an offensive lineman steps on your quarterback. Yeah, you get that occasionally where he might catch the edge of a toe,
he might flinch a bit. But a full ankle sprain based on Juwan James planting, that's a fluke, an absolute fluke. And it's a reminder that you show up at these games and you never know what you're going to see. So I thought, well, that might be the weirdest thing I'll see all day. And obviously,
it'd be hard to beat that one. Yeah,
yeah, it is all that. But Joe, to your point, Tannehill, he's a tough guy. I think there's a sense, and you're really close to it, so it's really the outside looking in. But talking to some of the Patriot players, there's a sense that Tannehill is showing better command, and that the marriage with Gase, if he could just stay healthy, could be a fruitful one. But again, the Dolphins are going to have to make these decisions at the end of the year based on what they have. And oftentimes their reports are incomplete because keeping them on the field has been the biggest challenge.
It's been the hardest thing so far for Ryan the last couple of years is keeping healthy. I know that you're on the Minnesota game for TV next week with the Dolphins again, but you got to prepare for a pretty big Thursday night game also in Westwood One, Chargers and Chiefs. This is ended up being Thursday Night Football hit a home run this week. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Immense. I've had both teams quite a bit this year. In fact, I had the first meeting between the two that really wasn't much of a meeting. That was Kansas City going into Los Angeles with a bunch of Chiefs fans in attendance and showing the league what they're capable of. You know, that was Mahomes in that opening week where you think to yourself, all right, is this real? Is this guy going to be able to do this every week? Or did he just catch the Chargers napping? And obviously the... The answer has been the former because he's been the MVP. He is really gifted. He is a special, special talent. And Philip Rivers has had as fine a season as he's ever had. And that's saying a lot because I think he's going to the Hall of Fame. So to do this at the age of 37, he turned 37 over the weekend. This is going to be a big, big game for the NFL at this stage of the year on this stage. On Thursday night, the question will just be elements and how the Chargers handle that. And defensively, if the Chiefs can get their act together, that's been a concern. I had Chiefs Raiders last weekend, and it was not a strong showing. But I guess we see that Oakland at least is improving after what they did yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about this wild thought? L.A. getting back in the business here the last couple of years. How about that for a Super Bowl? Which is not crazy. It could happen. Can you imagine the Rams and the Chargers playing in LA? How good would that be? How much fun would that be?
Well, considering that we have to go back 3 years and there's no football there, none, and there was an extended period of time. So I got to CBS in 1998, and there was no LA. You didn't go there. You didn't think about it. You didn't ponder it. It was one of those markets that would pop up on a map, but in terms of football, you just didn't even put it in the equation. To think now they have two teams that are flourishing at the level that they are playing at this year, and the fact that they could meet in Atlanta and go head-to-head in what would be a tremendous storyline. It's interesting, though, guys, when you go out there, L.A.'s so big. There's so much to do, the sunshine, the surf.
Right.
I don't know where these teams rank in priority. It's still kind of new and novel. And Rams fans have gotten to it a little bit. I think they've connected more with the franchise. But the Chargers situation was so odd that there was this feeling that there was detachment. Their old fan base didn't quite know what to do. The new fan base wasn't growing. The team is really high quality, and I think hopefully they get some traction out there.
Yeah. Chargers win this week. You'll have the number one seed in the AFC and the number two seed in the NFC, both from LA.
That's why it's not crazy, that it could happen. Well, I'll tell you what, my friend, we're spending a lot of time with you.
That's right.
We'll have to come over. I got stuck in the end zone at home, but I think we're going to be a little bit closer in Minnesota, so I come over and see you. Thank you so much, as always, for coming on, Ian. We really appreciate it.
Joe, do you own a winter coat? You're going to wear that leather thing I've seen you
wear?
That's not going to come.
Hey, man, I spent a lot of money. Now you sound like my buddies. They always bust my chops. They go, dude, that's all you wear. I go, spent a lot of money in Italy for this bad boy.
That's right,
I got to wear it, man.
You should wear the price tag on the outside of the jacket.
Instead of the jersey number, just how much it cost. I'm okay with that.
You are beautiful, man. Thank you.
Ian, thanks for your time as always. We'll bug you again soon.
I look forward
Thank
to it,
you.
Guys.
All right. That was Ian Eagle from CBS.
He busted me about my leather jacket, man.
One. That's the one I see when you do that show before the Dolphins games all the time in the cold weather.
Yeah, but it's going to be indoors, so yeah. I'm not going to bring okay. it.
No, but when you're in Buffalo and you do that.
Oh, I have it there.
I know. The cup of Joe before the game, and I get to see you in that jacket.
Pretty bad. Yeah. He even notices when I
that's
wear that
funny.
Damn thing.
Ian Eagle, man.
That's bad, Woo. Man. Hey, we'll come back and check in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. 56022. I'm done wearing that bastard now. I'm done. No more. That thing, I'm putting it away, man. We'll be back in a moment. First, though, I got to talk to you about sports-related injuries. Boy. Radio.com.
Radio.com. I was kind of like halfway in between looking to throw the ball and, you know, we just trying to salvage time, salvage the play, and nobody just kind of surrounded me. So I was just like, well, I guess it's my play to make. I was tired, honestly. That's all I could think about at the moment. And, you know, I was just like, as long as I can stay upright, I feel like I'll be good. Because being on the bottom of that pile, that's not a fun experience. But at the end of the day, it was a great win. Well, I threw the ball in the stands, so I know I'm gonna get a fine from NFL. But I'm gonna take that one on the chin. But you know, to be able to celebrate this with my family, these players in here, these coaches, the fans of the city, you know, it means the world to me.
That was a jacked up Kenyon Drake. I can't even imagine how you'd feel after that. First of all, you saw the great arm.
Yeah,
oof. With a nice throw, somebody got an unbelievable souvenir in the end zone.
I'm actually jealous of that.
And just a wild day. By the way, I just found out this, and I did not know before we get to the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. Let me tell you, the most profitable part of that stadium has to be Club Live. Club Live is jam-packed. Now, I haven't been to Club Live in South Beach. You could not get into Club Live. And it's just every week.
It's Club a place Live, to be in that stadium.
Like, they must just count cash when that thing comes down. It's packed. The guy comes out yesterday, and I'm going out, and I was thinking about going through there because I like to look at see what's in there, look at some of the talent. I ain't going to lie to you. So I try to, if it's not too busy, I like to go through there and see a lot of beautiful young people. But the guy comes out. And he kind of looks at me, and I could tell he had a serious buzz, you know. He was buzzed out of his mind. And I said, hey, how is it? And there he goes, Joe, that place is always undefeated. It never loses. And I just thought, that's the greatest line. Club Live in the end zone never loses.
No, it's a place
to be. It's undefeated.
If you can get in there, it's a place to be.
Like, this game's going on, and then there's this club up here. With people, and by the way, they don't exactly, all right, game's over, let's go home, everybody. They stay and party.
Yeah. I wonder how long it stays open after the game.
It might be the second best club in all of South Florida.
Behind September's?
Behind Club Live.
Oh.
behind
so Club Live's
Live.
One and Club
yeah.
Live's two?
Okay. What do we call this? Club Live's minor league team.
Yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, my God.
In Miami Gardens. Will you ever make it there, by the way?
Huh?
To the actual Club Live?
No,
you've talked about it for years.
I know.
He's driven by it.
I've been teased now. Just by the way, and I just see when the girls come in to get to work a couple hours before, and I go, God, jeez, giddy up.
Yeah.
A little giddy up.
What would it take to get you there? Like, if the Dolphins won the Super Bowl, they'd probably have their party there. Would you
oh,
go then?
Oh, yeah, they would have the party. I'd be emceeing that all night. I would be playing the music.
You'd be a DJ?
No, I wouldn't be that far.
You'd definitely be emceeing.
These guys go, damn, Joe, you can't play that old stuff?
I could see Joe walking around Club Live with one of those $10,000 bottles of Ace of Spades.
It would taste good.
I'm sure it would.
Anything I threw down. What do we got coming in?
All right, 56022, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. This one is fresh. I'm celebrating this victory. I just hope we don't have a hangover going into Minnesota. I know we're a long shot, but we still are playing for a playoff spot. He's right. She's right, yeah.
Only problem is just we've won one game on the road.
Gonna change it this weekend.
But think about it. We had two. We're up double digits.
Don't bring that up.
In two games.
Don't bring it up.
We let two get away. Two get away.
Nine and four right
be
now.
Be a hell of a little dance party right now.
9-4.
Jeez.
Tied with New England. Looking for a tiebreaker.
We're not by name.
No, we're not.
What else you got?
Sorry, sorry. Oh, you started that. I'm sorry. Did you think anybody said a word on the flight back to New England? This win and that play was just sweeter than Yoo-hoo. The Dolphins are the Dolphins, the fans, they needed this. That's from Raf in Miami.
That was a pretty good party after that game.
Oh, yeah.
And the people. I could see people just before the kickoff, after they kicked the field goal, starting to leave. You could see people starting to leave. I looked down, and I got it. I mean, I understand. Oh, man, it was so close, and couldn't get one more stop, and Belichick just ran the damn near ran the clock out. What are we going to do? Right? That's what that's going to do.
Of course.
What for the people that left? There were people in their cars.
Of course, that were listening to your call on the way
out. Or people getting to the car just down in the parking lot.
Hearing the roar of the crowd.
And somebody just calls them and says, dude, you just missed one of the greatest plays in the history of the team, and you had to get leave.
Trying to beat in the crowd.
10 minutes.
The turnpike.
Now you can't tell everybody, oh, I was there. No, no, no. You weren't there.
You weren't there for that last play. You weren't there. No joke, I missed the last play, the Miracle Miami play, because my wife and I decided to have sex, and the Patriots were inside the 5-yard line with 45 seconds left. My phone began to blow up after the score, right as I was about to score with the wife. Bangy dangy. Well, should have waited.
Why did the guy have to go into details?
I don't know.
Why did he feel like we needed to know that he's getting ready to make love to his wife at the end of the game? What happens to people?
I mean, the text line, like you always say, the text line is undefeated itself. By the way, they changed the rule on extra points on game-winning touchdowns. If it is not required anymore if there's no time left if you score.
Okay.
Because if you don't need the point there. But it is weird sometimes. They just it's like a walk-off. I disagree with Ian. Him calling the naked guy in the field got plenty of attention, too. That's right. He had one of those Kevin Harlan streaker calls back in the day. That didn't make his top five. Joe, we're 2-0 with the throwback jerseys. Can we keep them all season? Forever, maybe. That's from Rick and Davey.
I'll tell you, I'm superstitious.
I'm good with them. Keep playing it. Well, how about this one, Joe? You and Fouts have been part of two famous hook and lateral plays. Look at that.
Actually, that would be Jimmy and I, too.
Yeah, Jimmy and there, too. Yeah.
That's right. Huh. Going back to the play by Durrell Harris and Tony Nathan before the half. How many people were there, though? I would love for everybody to tell the truth. Like, how many people really in 1981, was that 1982, that game, whenever that was, barely, yeah, January 2nd, 1982. Mm. How many people were at both games? There were some.
I'm sure.
No, there were definitely some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pissed we lost to Cincinnati and Indy. Boy, we'd be in good shape today. Yeah, someone bringing that back up.
Just able to hold on. Oh.
Does anyone know who caught the football thrown in the stands? We need to get that guy in the air.
You know, I figured somebody would let us know. Because think about when that ball went up, how many people went after
it? Oh, man, if that was anywhere near me, there would have been a little rumble that in the jungle been, trying to get that
been,
ball.
That would have been a little aggressive going after that football. That wasn't just your average football that you buy at Dick's Sporting Goods.
No.
Right?
No. No, that's a keepsake. That's a really good keepsake right
there. Zach, you hit it right on the head. You get all those guys to sign it.
Everyone that was a part of the play, including Ted Larson, everybody.
By the way, you tell those guys, you said, I caught the ball that you threw.
Can you please sign this?
I want it signed, and it's going to be put away.
By Ryan, by Kenny, by Devontae, by Ted Larson, and Drake, and even Gronk. I'd have Gronk sign it.
Yeah, he ain't going to sign it.
You don't think he'd sign it? He lied to him first with the ball.
He would figure it out real quick.
He looks on it and he sees Stills Parker.
Unless you got him first to go,
yeah.
Gronk, would you sign this?
Sign this ball.
Because you're the one that whiffed at the end.
Yep. And another one says, can we please hear that New England play-by-play one more time? The oh, Jesus was my favorite part. You got that for us?
Tannehill for the Dolphins survey. What he sees in front of him, a field of defensive backs. And a Hawking tight end who stands at the 15-yard line. Tannehill throws down the middle, caught by Stills. Laterals back to Butler, or rather Parker, who flips it to Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He's going to win the foot race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win it on the lateral. Once, then twice, and Drake takes it in. And the Patriots stand stunned in disbelief.
Where the hell is Scott?
fell over. Oh, Jesus.
He went, oh, Jesus, and he left.
That was it. What do you think he looks like right now in this play-by-play?
Oh, he'll take this. For all the winning they've done, he's gotten a little spoiled.
This one sucks,
This one will be a little stinger for him until next week when they go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. He saw it coming from a mile away.
That's great. Don't feel badly for Scott Zolak.
I don't feel bad for Scott Zolak. I don't.
There's nobody in sports has done more winning than they have.
Yeah, I don't feel bad. Santa Claus came early to Hard Rock. I had the Finns winning anyway. Point spread was 9. He said 7.5. It was 9.5. That was almost a 10-point spread going into that game.
I think it moved a couple on Xavier almost by himself.
I think it was started at 7.5 and moved up to 10 or 9.5. You either got it at 9.5 or 10 the longer you waited for it. Someone said, why does today feel so damn good, Joe? Hashtag Finns up. Because you beat the Patriots. And you punched him in the mouth at the end of the game.
I don't know why, and everybody wanted to analyze it before the game. Why? They asked Brady why during the week. He said, I don't know if it has to do with the heat and humidity. Seems to affect us. We always say this. I believe it. I don't know if everybody else does. We go to cold weather. Everybody talks about, we got the Dolphins. It's 30 on game day. Wind chill factor, 20. You know, and everybody goes through that. So when they come down here, and they go, oh, hey, by the way, it was 27 when they left. It'll be 83 at game time. They're going to smoke and die down here. So I don't know if it affects them. Yeah. I don't know how much because I have never lived from cold coming to warm. I've been lucky enough to go from warm to warm.
Yep.
California to Florida throughout my life.
Good job by you.
But I think some of that affects the big guys.
I can imagine.
I don't know, but there's also just a belief that for some reason, I wish we played like this against everybody.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Anyway, you know what
last
time
one,
it is?
By the way, it says, first thing I thought about, there's going to be a flag to bail out the Patriots. Until I jumped up and down, I was looking at the TV screen waiting for the yellow thing to pop up.
Well, they had to make sure all those laterals and everything were legal.
I was like, one of them's got to be illegal. It's a good day. Enjoy today.
That thing was clean. Oh, yep. No question about it. Who's coming up next? We got the new show.
Dono and Frito coming up next.
Drake, he runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25.